Dak's put in the work, DJ, and apparently he's come up with the secret sauce. Now, I was going to say it's Whataburger spicy ketchup like, but you know, since they're in California, it's probably all about In-N-Out,
the In-N-Out spread, maybe
animal style, and what have you. But apparently, he's found something, and Todd Archer reported this in his story today, and you know, it's a great story. It's really well written. It's well reported, and Todd always does that. But I'm reading it with an absolute sense of amazement at the apparent secret sauce that Dak has come up with.
Yeah, and he's worked out with a familiar name, Tom House. He's kind of the, what do you call him, quarterback guru?
Well, no, he was obviously the former Rangers pitching coach.
Yeah, throwing guru.
Yes, maybe most famous for catching Henry Aaron's 715th career home run to the bullpen in Atlanta in April of 1974.
That's a cool little life footnote to
be able
to say that.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, he's been into the biomechanics for years and years. And frankly, I mean, he really was very much ahead of his time in baseball. You know, if he had chosen to stay in baseball, he probably would just be like a normal guy today. But when he became Bobby Valentine's pitching coach in the mid-80s, he was definitely speaking a different language than anyone understood. But he has moved into the where he used to have his pitchers throw footballs in the outfield because throwing a spiral supposedly replicated a really good throwing motion for a pitcher. He has now really turned his attention full-time to football and to quarterbacks and to trying to get them to throw better.
And the quote here from Dak that kind of has us both, I think we had different reactions, but it was definitely visceral reactions to this. The reason Tom, talking about Tom Brady, can play until he's 45 or whenever he wants is that he uses all of his body in his throws. It's not just his arm. Me being young, I can use my arm and get away with it. If you use the rest of your body like the greats do, then you'll see the benefits. Now, this applies to baseball. It applies to football for sure.
It applies to shooting in basketball. It applies to
probably hockey, I would imagine.
It applies to the golf swing. It applies to tennis. It applies to pretty much anything in sports.
If you're just using your arms, then you're not going to make it very long because that's just not the way that sports are played. You get your power, you get your energy from your core, from your legs. That's what you're using to springboard. And I would imagine as a quarterback, that's got to be drilled into you from a very young age, no matter how precocious you are at the sport, that you got to step into your throw if you want to get something on it, if you want to put a little zip on that thing. And for Dak to me, it sounds like he's selling me right now on this idea that he's gone through this major transformation. And I don't know that I'm buying that this is the first time that he's hearing about using your legs as a quarterback to throw. That just sounds ridiculous to me.
There are too many guys that he's worked with. Most notably, I think, Dan Mullen at Mississippi State, who, you know, among others, has turned out Alex Smith, Tebow, whatever you think of him as a quarterback. I mean, obviously got himself to the NFL. Dak, he's really, really good with quarterbacks and getting them to play correctly. So, you know, and listen, Scott Linehan's been around long enough in the NFL that he's not going to just look at a guy when he's when he's going through his normal progression work his sideline work and say that he's not going to notice that you're not using your legs.
It's like I can't quite put my finger on what you're not doing, Dak, but something's just not quite there. Like, people would absolutely notice this if this was a problem. And if you go back to especially later in the last season, whenever things started to break down, where he didn't have as much time back there in the pocket, where he was having to scramble a little bit, I think that's a completely different situation.
Right. If you're throwing on the run, if you're not you know, working in rhythm. If you're not in your three-step, five-step, seven-step drop.
Where if you step into a throw, you're going to take a helmet in the back,
right,
where you don't have a choice.
You know, if you're running around, you know, a lot of times you don't have the opportunity to get yourself set. And then, yes, your arm strength and your athletic ability take over. But it's just hard to imagine that if, you know, Dax in the shotgun, and he takes a three-step drop from the shotgun, that somehow, you know, as he's reading the defense, that he's not going to use his legs to get into the throw. I mean, I just have an impossible time believing all of this. I mean, it's one thing to work on your mechanics, and that's great, and they should be doing that all the time. Every quarterback should be doing it all the time.
Yeah.
And obviously, all the great ones do. And, you know, and that's something that that I would expect that Dak going for however long Dak is playing in the NFL, I would expect that every spring that he would go through his fundamentals from his feet all the way to his head to make sure that he's doing it right.
Just getting the muscle memory down as perfect as you can get it, because that's the name of the game. And again, in all sports, you're trying to repeat your motion as closely as possible every time. And whenever Dak was having success in his first season, I would have to go back, and now I'm tempted to the point to where I want to go back and watch some of those games, because I never felt like he was a guy that was even on the short passing game where he was throwing off his back foot, you know, like where,
yeah,
where guys like Jared Goff were getting in huge trouble in their first year because they were trying to trust their arm to where they felt like they could make big throws at the NFL level just by their natural skill whenever it doesn't work that way at that level at all. But I always felt like Dak was a quick drop, step into the throw, put it in there nice and tight, throw a little BB there, and, you know, get it to your receiver and let him work. I've never seen the footwork as a major issue for Dak.
Now, Linehan later in the article said that the footwork actually did matter as it related to his drops, because he felt that sometimes he was getting too deep on his drops, that Dak's a big guy, and his stride is probably a little longer than a lot of other guys, and they're trying to get that tightened up, and that's great. I mean, I totally understand that, but it's just that initial comment of, I'm learning how to throw with my legs and throw with my body better, that just kind of freaked me out. How long have you been playing quarterback?
Well, it's akin to where we're hearing this offseason, where it's like, Now we have a receivers coach that's teaching us how to run routes. It's like, what do you mean? Like, you're an
like,
NFL.
What are we doing here?
This is a team full of NFL players that didn't know how to run routes, and a quarterback that didn't know that you have to step into throws. I mean, it sounds a little ridiculous to me at this point. And this is going to pass, you know, once things get going tomorrow, but it doesn't inspire a ton of confidence whenever you read stuff like that.
Now, again, Tom House is a part of this group. John Beck, the former BYU and Dolphins quarterback, had a cup of coffee with the Dolphins, really wasn't there very long, is the one. He is, like, apparently the quarterback guru du jour. And now he, and I'll give the Cowboys credit for this, Linehan and Kellen Moore, the Cowboys quarterbacks coach, both worked with Beck and said, you know, look, this is what we really want you to have him work on. So, I mean, this has been, on some level, quite the collaborative effort. And as Todd Archer reports in the story, Linehan liked so much of what he heard and saw out of all this that he sent his own son, Matt, who's a quarterback at Idaho, to work with Beck and Tom House and try to make him a better quarterback. And that's great. I mean, listen, that whole quarterback coaching thing has become an incredible cottage industry. And, you know, and sometimes it never hurts to hear it from another voice as opposed to getting it from, you know, the same voice. In this case, your team quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator all the time.
Just ironic sometimes, though, that the teachers, the gurus, are often the guys that weren't good enough to play
right.
it at the highest level.
It's like with the old line, those who can't do teach, right?